In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We hope that this video helps us to know the truth, and that we Christians assume the commitment to the faith of our elders, and know how to truly live it and share it with those around us, so that they too can find in Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. Muhammad in wars slaughtered men and made slaves of women and children, and he appropriated all the property of the enemy. Of all the loot of human beings or useful things, the Quran says, "If you obtain any loot, a fifth belongs to Allah, the Messenger," in other words, to himself and his relatives, the orphans, the poor, the traveler. It never occurred to Jesus to talk about loot because he never made war. Some Muslim theologians note that Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, verse 27, "Slaughter them." But it is about the parable of the 10 talents. And in this parable, it is not Jesus, but the king who says, "Those who have not wanted me as king, slaughter them." Jesus does not say it, and furthermore, it is spoken in a sense not literal, but figurative. They also quote Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Jesus says, "I have not come to put peace on earth, but a sword." Jesus does not speak here either about killing anyone. For this reason, when at the time of imprisoning him in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter draws his sword and cuts off the ear of Malchus's servant, Jesus heals his ear and tells Peter, "Put your sword back, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword." And when James and John ask him to send fire from heaven against the Samaritans, he rebukes them. Other texts of St. Paul, such as 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 20, or Romans 2, do not speak of killing, but that they deserve death or that they be handed over to Satan. In fact, in a clear case like that of the adulterous woman in the book of John chapter 8, Jesus, despite the fact that stoning of adulterers was established in the law of Moses, he is not in favor of that punishment, and saves the adulteress from death, saying, "Let the one among you who is guiltless be the first to throw a stone at her." Jesus, at all times, according to the gospel, appears merciful to sinners, and ready to forgive them always. For him, there are no sinners whom he does not want to forgive, even if they are not his followers. And he loves his disciples as well as the pagans, like the Roman centurion, the Syrophoenician mother healing her daughter, who had an evil spirit, the Samaritan leper, to the Gerasene demoniac. He allows himself to be touched by the repentant prostitute, and he touches the leper. With reference to the Old Testament, in which there are many texts in which it is ordered to kill, it must be considered that they are texts from 3,000 or 2,500 years ago, as in the case of the 450 prophets of Baal slaughtered by Elijah. Jesus Christ changes those norms, but Muhammad continues with the old ones. Jesus says, "You have heard how it was said to our ancestors, 'You shall not kill.' But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with a brother will answer for it before the court. You have heard how it was said, 'You will love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Some Muslim theologians quote texts from the Old Testament which speak of a future prophet and apply it to Muhammad. Why not apply it to Jesus, who came first? Those texts are the following. They also cite the text of John chapter 15, verse 26, that says, "When the Paraclete comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who issues from the Father, he will be my witness." And they apply it to Muhammad when all Christians understand it as the Holy Spirit. For their part, some Christian theologians cite the text of Matthew chapter 24, verse 24 to 25. "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and provide great signs and portents, enough to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. Look, I have given you warning. If then they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go there. Look, he is in some hiding place, do not believe it. This refers to Muhammad. The Quran says that Jesus was sent as Messiah and prophet only to the children of Israel. It says, Jesus says, I have brought you a sign that comes from your Lord. I will create for you from clay in the form of birds. Then I will blow on them, and with God's permission, they will turn into birds. With God's permission, I will cure the man born blind and the leper, and I will resurrect the dead. False data taken from the Gospel of St. Thomas is recorded here, an apocryphal gospel that speaks of Jesus making clay birds and giving them life. But it is recognized that Jesus performed miracles, which Muhammad never did, according to the Quran. Jesus, according to the Quran itself, spoke as a newborn. The Quran says, he will speak from the cradle and as an adult and will be one of the just. The Quran does not admit the crucifixion of Jesus, but that God took him to heaven. It says, when God said, Jesus, I am going to call you, I am going to raise you up to me, I am going to free you from those who do not believe, and put those who follow you above those who do not believe until the day of resurrection. For the Quran, Jesus did not die. He is alive in heaven and will come at the end of the world. On the other hand, Muslims accept literally the law of retaliation, lex talionis, or revenge. But Jesus says, you have heard how it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say this to you, offer no resistance to the wicked. Jesus annuls the retaliation law. Muhammad received the Quran not directly from Allah, but through the archangel Saint Gabriel. Jesus had direct communication with the Father. The Father tells him at his baptism, you are my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on you. At the moment of the Transfiguration, the Father announces from heaven, this is my Son, the Beloved. He enjoys my favor. Listen to him. Being one day in the Temple of Jerusalem, a voice from heaven was heard. I have glorified it, and I will again glorify it. In the life of Jesus, the prophecies that God had announced more than 500 years ago are fulfilled. In Isaiah, it is said, whereas he was being wounded for our rebellions, crushed because of our guilt, the punishment reconciling us fell on him, and we have been healed by his bruises. We had all gone astray like sheep, each taking his own way, and Yahweh brought the acts of rebellion of all of us to bear on him. Ill-treated and afflicted, he never opened his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep dumb before its shearers, he never opened his mouth. Forcibly, after sentence, he was taken. Which of his contemporaries was concerned at his having been cut off from the land of the living, at his having been struck dead for his people's rebellion? He was given a grave with the wicked, and his tomb is with the rich, although he had done no violence, had spoken no deceit. About Muhammad, no one had prophesied anything about his life. Jesus himself prophesied in time his death and resurrection. He told his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem, to suffer much from the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day rise again. The Son of Man has to be delivered into the hands of men, who will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again. And he continues for the third time in the same gospel. Going up to Jerusalem, he said to them, the Son of Man will be handed over, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, so that they mock him, flog him, and crucify him. But at third day he will rise again. Muhammad did not make any prophecies about the future after his death. And Jesus fulfilled his word, because he carried out all that was said about his passion, scourging, crucifixion, and his resurrection. The resurrection is the clearest proof that he was God. All the early Christians went around the world proclaiming that Jesus was alive because he had risen. On this, we have the first-hand testimonies of the Gospels and the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Muhammad was not resurrected, and his tomb is in Medina. Jesus was aware of being God and says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He forgave sins, like the paralytic. He calmed storms, multiplied food. He cast out demons. If I cast out demons with the Spirit of God, it means that the kingdom of God has come to you. He walked on the waters of the Sea of Galilee. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Before Abraham existed, I exist. In the Transfiguration, he presents himself as God. Muhammad acknowledges that he is a mere man, and he says, "I am only a mortal man like you. What am I but a mortal man?" Jesus performed miracles by his own power and gave this power to his disciples. "These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will take up serpents, and if they drink poison, it will not harm them. They will put the hands on the sick and they will recover." Muhammad did not do any miracles, and that was blamed on him by the pagans who asked him for miracles to believe in him. That is why he states in the Quran, "The pagans say, 'Why does God not speak to us, or does a sign come to us?' Allah says, 'Tell them before me, other envoys brought you clear proofs and what you had asked for. Why then did you kill them, if what you say is true?'" Some say that Muhammad's greatest miracle was the Quran, but he did not write it because he could not read or write. Summarizing, Jesus gave sight to the blind. Muhammad blinded many. Jesus healed paralytics. Muhammad left many paralyzed. Jesus gave life to the dead. Muhammad killed many. Jesus had no slaves. Muhammad enslaved many. Jesus sought peace. Muhammad made war. Jesus did not marry. Muhammad had several wives, concubines, and slaves. Jesus was a religious leader. Muhammad was a religious and military leader. Jesus didn't kill anyone. Muhammad killed many. Jesus is alive while Muhammad is dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.